Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, I would like to say welcome. And also, I've just recently, and not that you've fall by the wayside by any means, I want to say hello to the world. I mentioned it the other day that I've been looking at some numbers, and not that I pay attention to the numbers. I don't. What I do is I pay attention to the fact that there are some people who, by happen chance, by some divine intervention, fall onto LBJ, the Heartfelt Truth, and they give me the courtesy of allowing me in their life for the next few minutes. So I like to say hello to the world. Perhaps I'll even have a list. Maybe I'll run down a list of countries that is fall onto the Heartfelt Truth. But it's really amazing, and I just want to say thank you to the world. I really mean that. All right, so listen, let's get right into it. Today, it's a kind of cloudy day in the Northeast here. We've been getting hit with these storms. I've been saying that for the past couple of times because that's exactly what it is. I mean, you got these snowstorms, you got these rain, you got everything. And it's kind of a dreary day, but, it's the holiday season. Let's not forget that. And a lot of it's meant to be inside, so you stay inside the house with your family and your friends, and you kind of enjoy and socialize. So it's a good time. I will say this before I go on to a couple other things on my mind right now. I will say this, people. I have to say this, and I hope you kind of take heed. I'm not telling you what to do or how to live your life. I never do that. Because, you have free will, and hopefully you make the right choices for your life. And I was sharing with someone the other day, it's like, we're just comparing different things about, other people and your friends and your family. Listen, everybody has their own journey. And once you grab onto that, I think this thing we call life is really going to move into a different perspective for yourself. So anyway, the point I'm getting to is I had this thing. It is a thing. I had this mantra in my life for a long time, and I always said that prayer changes things. Now, there's always going to be people that are optimistic. There's always going to be people that are pessimistic. They're going to go, hey, what are you talking about? Listen, my uncle's sick. I pray, and he don't get better. Let me tell you something. People, prayer changes things. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I've recently, in my own personal life, my own journey, I've always been one to be thankful and prayers and different things. And I see it manifesting in my life. I have to say that, and especially for the young people. If you happen to fall into this, or parents, if you're listening, try to give just a little bit of that to your children and see what happens and see what manifests in their life. It's very important to do that. And I got that from my mother and my father. And I'm just going to go off on a tangent real quick. My old man was not the guru of, spirituality, if you might say. But I will tell you this. He took the time, you know, and he instilled some of those beliefs. And I can even recall as a child, you know, him going back to his little hometown and taking us to church. And I was like, wow, man, you know, it was something to behold, you know, going to, you know, get some of that stuff, you know, from your dad. So, but anyway, I just want to say that prayer changes things. So just give that a shot. All right, listen. I got to share. Last evening, I was hanging out with some friends, and I met some new people. And I will tell you this: I get so caught up, and you know, there's some things that people do their whole life, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the holiday. But I had a good friend of mine. I want to share a story. A good friend of mine. We're sitting around, and this is so funny. I have this favorite men's cologne that I wear, and the store stopped making it. It's out of stock. It's gone, whatever. And I'm moaning and groaning about it. You know, I mean, I'm not obsessed with it. But long story short is my good buddy goes upstairs, comes down, says, "Hey, you mean you're talking about this right here?" I'm like, "Oh my God." I was like a little kid in a candy store. He's looking, and he's going, "Hey, you want it?" I'm like, "Stop, don't do that. I would never, well, maybe." He goes, "No, I'm serious." He says, "You know, look at this. I've had it for, you know, a year or so, and I haven't even used it, and now I'm salivating." I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I'll take it." And I just had to let him know how much I appreciate it. But that's what people do, man. You know what? To be honest with you, I would have done the same thing, you know, to somebody that really liked something that I wasn't really getting, you know, any use out of or I wasn't using. And that's twice something happened to me. And much appreciation going out to my guy. But let me tell you something. I also had another person who just inadvertently yesterday came up to me and said, "Hey, guys, I got some tickets to the game, man. If you wanna go, you know." I'm like, "Okay, you sure? I mean, I don't want you to waste. You know, they're not gonna go to waste." I said, "How much?" "Nah, don't worry about it. Just go. Don't use them." I'm like, "What the heck is going on?" I'm telling you, I've been having these experiences of just this positive things around me. And my point is, listen, people. You can get a little selfish, okay? There's nothing wrong with being selfish and being good to yourself. My point I'm trying to get to is prayer changes things and things manifest. Now, listen, not everything is going to go perfect every day, people. Listen, that special person in your life, that loved one, that girlfriend, that wife, that child, yes, you're going to get into some rifts. You might even have that little petty argument. It's going to happen. It doesn't mean the end of the world. What happens is there's more positives that outweigh the negative. So, you know, you might have that little, you know, little riff with a family member or, you know, a friend or something like that. But it doesn't mean the end of the world. There's more positives than negatives. And the point I'm trying to get to is prayers change things. And I've just recently just been seeing a lot of this positive energy. And I will tell you why, though. And yes, it's the fact. I'm not being vain. But you know what? As you've heard the phrase, money begets money. Well, kindness is contagious. Just remember that. Kindness is contagious. And it comes back. I'm telling you, it comes back. And I can honestly say there's a few things that I've done just unconsciously and kindly. And I mean it. It's in my heart. I don't want to see anybody, you know, sad or upset or kind of missing out or anything. So I do my part. And it just comes back to you. And that's what I said before. You know, seriously, go out when you're shopping. Put it in your mind to buy somebody a gift. So, man, I think they would like that. You know, that's nice. Oh, yeah. Now, I'm not talking about being some, you know, something stupid, but just a nice gift. And I am telling you right now, it will come back. Now, with that being said, that's not why you're doing it. You know, that's, you're not doing it to get something back. If you're doing it then for that reason, then guess what, people? It's not going to happen. It's not coming back. It's going to say thank you for your selfishness. But if you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart and genuine, and in your spirit, you're not looking for anything to come back, my God, something up there just goes, pew. Thanks for that. I'm telling you, I know I went off on a tangent. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, guys. I really mean that. But anyway, the point I'm trying to get to is, you know, prayer changes things. Kindness is contagious. So this holiday season, and try to carry it out to the rest of the year, not just because it's, you know, the season. Try it in your everyday life and see what happens. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. I mean that, seriously. It's almost like sometimes when these positive things happen, I feel guilty. It's like, are you sure? But you deserve it. So yeah, be a little selfish. There's nothing wrong with that. So be good to yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for going off on a tangent. I really mean that. But listen, I always say it, and I can't stress it enough. Please. Please, 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 take care of yourself. Then you can take care of your families, because family's important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, try to help them. I believe this one act, I mean it, will make the world a better place. And it will help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I'm here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.